They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And it came to pass when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him, he will repay him to his face. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. But if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally, that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities. If any man take a wife, and go in unto her, and hate her, and if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and giveth it in her hand, and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, and the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies, and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. If I whet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did not ye hate me, and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now, when ye are in distress? And Samson's wife wept before him, and said, Thou dost but hate me, and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and hast not told it me. And he said unto her, Behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother. And shall I tell it thee? Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. For he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him, and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldest thou help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Evil shall slay the wicked. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast hope in me and comforted me. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee, and so hate thee. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. For I, the Lord, love judgment, I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. The Lord God hath sworn by himself, saith the Lord the God of hosts, I abhor the excellency of Jacob, and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is therein. Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones, And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. The two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. But I say unto you which hear, Love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. For that which I do I allow not, for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, thee shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire.